It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Voters in Zimbabwe might well be wondering if they're ever going to find out who won their presidential election. The government released results of the parliamentary election last week, but has yet to give out the tally for the president. Zimbabwe's ruling party says it got enough votes for a runoff, while the candidate for the main opposition party is coming out nearly every day saying he won and insisting he should be declared president immediately. We go now to NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare, where she's standing in front of the High Court. And Ophelia, you're in front of the High Court because it's supposed to rule today on an opposition petition calling for the immediate release of these election results.
Absolutely. We spent half the day outside the High Court yesterday as the judge and then the two sides, the Electoral Commission and the opposition, which is putting forward this petition, were in chambers, and then we were told at 10 o'clock this morning a ruling from the judge. That hasn't happened yet, but there's a gaggle of journalists outside here waiting to hear what that court ruling is.
What is the problem? It has been 9 days since this election. The votes appear to be in and counted.
Well, if I could answer that, I think I'd be a millionaire. That's what all Zimbabweans are asking. What is the issue here? We have had the results of the parliamentary elections. We've had the results of the elections for senator. But the elections for president were the very same day, 29th of March. What is going on? On Saturday, the opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, held a press conference, and he said he had won outright. Now, most other observers say that he didn't win the 50% plus one needed to avoid a runoff, and most Zimbabweans thought there was going to be a runoff vote election between President Robert Mugabe and Morgan Tsvangirai, but they're still waiting to hear whether that is the case. Meanwhile, the government has said that it wants a recount of the vote, a review of the vote, as it is putting it, and that the Electoral Commission should not announce the results. So there's a sort of stalemate standoff as we wait to find what's going on. But there is a little bit of tension here because Zimbabweans have been waiting, what, 9 days now to find out if they have elected a new president or whether they're going to have to go back to the polls, and nobody knows.
And the opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, who has declared himself to have won the presidency, now he's accusing the government of preparing a campaign of violence, using this delay to unleash security forces to attack the people there. Is there evidence of that?
Unleashing of violence, not quite yet, but a lot of people are saying they feel intimidated. The opposition is saying that people are intimidated. There are security forces on the street. I mean, as I passed through the park on the way to the High Court, there was a riot policeman with his helmet as I was reading the newspaper, so not exactly on high alert. But the opposition says this is what the government is doing, dragging its feet, delaying the election results, intimidating people. And we heard yesterday that, and this is reminiscent of the year 2000, after President Mugabe lost the referendum, trying to entrench his power, when war veterans, as they called, those who fought the liberation against white minority rule, started seizing white-owned farms. Now, these were commercial farms, productive farms, but that were the backbone of the economy. But about 4,000 farmers and black farm workers were driven off their land, and we were told yesterday that that had started again. It's this sort of alleged intimidation that the opposition is saying is being used against the people, and that the government is trying to ratchet up tension before any runoff presidential vote, if it happens. Of course, we don't know because we don't have any presidential election results. And that's what they're saying. The government is using old tactics, state security, state apparatus, to frighten the people and to try and cow Zimbabweans, but that Zimbabweans will not be cowed. And let me just add, Renee, that the opposition has called on the United Nations and the African Union to intervene and do something about it.
Ophelia, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.
NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton speaking to us from the steps of the High Court in Harare, the capital of Zimbabwe.